Good to see you this morning, and it's good to have those who are visiting with us. We have a number who are out of town due to maybe the Thanksgiving holidays, but we're glad that you're here, and those who regularly worship here, it's an encouragement to be able to be with you this morning. If you'll turn in your Bible this morning to Luke chapter 5, in just a moment we will be reading the first 11 verses, and we will tie in our scripture reading later on with Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. There are times in our life when we are in a comfortable place and we want to stay there. We don't want to venture beyond that. Sometimes those things are natural and to be expected. Sometimes those things have to do with maturing and growing and being better in our service to the Lord. There are times when a little toddler might be real close to its mom or dad, and they will walk out a few feet, but when a stranger comes by, what does the little toddler do? They run back to mommy or daddy and grab onto their leg. That's a comfort zone, a comfort place. You'll see that sometimes when you're holding a little toddler and they'll be looking out and having a good time. But when a stranger walks up, they turn and bury their face in mommy's shoulder or daddy's shoulder. When we get a little bit older, we may not want to leave home because that's where all the meals are and that's where all of the protection is and that's where the free room and board is, and we don't want to venture out on our own. Sometimes being in a comfortable place might be due to the fact that we've gotten used to that. We are in a job and we've gotten used to that for several years. We know the routine. We're comfortable with that. There may be something somewhere else that's even better for us, but we don't want to go there because we've gotten comfortable. I think maybe when we're young in life, we don't venture out because of fear. I think when we're older in life, we don't venture out because we've gotten comfortable. And I can speak for myself. You just get comfortable. This morning, we're going to talk about a statement in Luke chapter 5 that Jesus gives to Peter that essentially is saying this. We need to get out of our comfort zone. And if you stop and think about the whole New Testament from Matthew to Revelation, isn't it basically Jesus telling us things, different things in our life, to get us to get out of that comfort zone? The devil wants us to stay in an area where we feel comfortable. Jesus is calling us to get out of that and go somewhere else, because that somewhere else is better for us. Now, that somewhere else may not make sense to us, as we're going to explain in a minute. That somewhere else may not match up with our human wisdom and what we think or feel or what we know, but Jesus is telling us to do something for our good. And it reminds me of the scripture reading there in John chapter 2, where Jesus' mother says, "Whatever he tells you to do, do it." Even if it is getting us out of our comfort zone. He knows what is best. Jesus is never going to tell us to do something that's going to hurt us. Jesus is never going to tell us to do something that is going to be a problem or to our detriment. It's always going to be for our best. And there will always be a good reward there when we get there, but we've got to do it. This morning's lesson is about accepting the challenges of Jesus to get out of our comfort zone. In Luke chapter 5, we have an occasion in which Jesus calls Peter, Andrew, James, and John, or at least Peter, James, and John. Andrew may have been here as well. He's not named. They were fishermen, and he calls them to come follow and be his disciples. This is not the first time that he had called them. This is probably the second time. He had called them earlier in his ministry in John chapter 1. This is a calling again or a renewing of that. And it's in this calling of Peter, James, and John that there is a statement of Jesus that I'd like for us to use as our lesson this morning. Read with me Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Now it came to pass, while the multitude pressed upon him and heard the word of God, that he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. And he saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes out of the boat. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, put out into the deep. The older versions say, launch out into the deep. And let down your nets for a draught. The old English word meaning a large catch of fish. And Simon answered and said, Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at thy word I will let down the nets. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their nets were breaking. And they beckoned unto their partners in the other boat that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. But Simon Peter, when he saw it, fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was amazed, and all that were with him, at the draught of fishes which they had taken. And so were also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their boats to the land, they left all and followed him. In verse 4, Jesus says to Peter, launch out into the deep. And as we're going to see this morning, what is going on is that this is a challenge. And this is something that Peter is not thinking. This is something that would not match up with reason or experience. And yet when he does it, they have this great catch of fishes. I'm suggesting to you this morning, brethren, that the entire New Testament is basically that. Various challenges that Jesus is giving us to leave one area, the shallows of the shore, the comfortable place on the shore, and get out into the deep. That really is what the gospel is about in many ways, as we're going to see this morning. Are we willing to accept that challenge, or do we want to stay on the comfortable, safe shallows of the shore, or do we want to launch out into the deep? I didn't grow up around water. I was born and raised in the central part of Texas. We did not go to the Gulf of Mexico. We did not go to the oceans. We did not go to lakes. I just did not grow up around that. To this day, I'm fine with it. I'm just not a big fan of being out in the middle of the water. I mean, I can take it, but it's just not. I'd rather stay up on the beach. There are things and experiences in our life where we're comfortable with one thing, but not something else. Jesus is saying, launch out into the deep. And we're going to look at some illustrations of that this morning. And like I said earlier, if we're young here this morning, a lot of that has to do with fear. I don't want to accept a challenge to go out somewhere else. It's often because of fear. And that has to do with age. And hopefully we will grow and mature and get past that. But when we're older, it's more along the lines of, I've gotten comfortable and maybe even spiritually lazy that I don't want to make any changes. But either way, I've got to accept the challenges of Jesus and do what he wants me to do, because there will be great rewards if I will do that. Let's go back down through the text and let's notice some things that are going on here that actually are part of forming spiritual character in our life. Notice, first of all, that Jesus makes a request of Peter, can he have his boat to use as like a platform or a podium to teach. And so he gets in his boat and he says, would you launch out a little or put out a little from the land so that I can sit down and teach? The first thing we need to understand is we need to let Jesus into our life. Peter said, no, you can't have my boat. Or you can say, yeah, you can have my boat. We need to let Jesus into our life, and from there he can begin to work some good. And then we find this challenge, launch out into the deep. And we're going to see in just a moment how that would run contrary to Peter's thinking. But it's a challenge. We've got to let Jesus in. And number two, when he challenges us to do something more than what is in our little comfort zone, we need to be willing to say, yes, I will do that. Often when the challenges put forth to us, our immediate thinking is, well, I'm going to offer up an excuse to Jesus why I can't do this. And often that is the case. We're reading our New Testament and we come across something where Jesus is challenging us to do more than what we're currently doing. And immediately the human response is, well, here's why I can't. And some of that is in Peter's thinking. His thinking is, well, why should I launch out into the deep? I've been toiling all night and I haven't caught anything. Now, he's willing to have a faith and a trust in Jesus. But at thy word, I will let down the net. So it may be a human response early on to offer up an excuse, well, this is why I can't do such and such. But we need to think about it, brethren. This is Jesus asking us to do these things. This is the divine Son of God. This is not just some ordinary human being. And we need to get to the point where we have a faith and trust that, okay, this may not make sense to me, but I'm willing to obey it. There's always going to be a great reward. Notice in the text that in verse 4, launch out into the deep and let down your nets. We might catch something. Read that verse again. He didn't say, let's go out there and see if we can find something. That's the discussion that Roger and Don have when they get the boat hooked up. They don't say, let's go to such and such spot and we're guaranteed. They say, let's go out there and let's see if there is something out there. Jesus didn't say, let's see if there's some fish out there. He said, you will be catching a large amount of fish. It wasn't surmising. It wasn't, let's see if it happens. Jesus already knows what's going to happen. There will be a great reward when we accept these challenges. The devil wants us to stay in the comfort zone, up next to mommy and daddy's leg. That's where he wants us to stay our whole life. And Jesus is calling us out to do something greater, and there will be a reward. It's not a matter of if, it's going to happen. And then we learn that there comes a time in our life where we have to admit that we have had a lack of trust and a lack of faith, and that's what Peter later does after he realizes that this man can produce this great draught of fish miraculously. He says, depart from me, I am a sinful man. Oh Lord. Jesus is not just a man, he's Lord. And we have to get to the point in character building when we're willing to admit that there have been times where we didn't have faith and trust, and there have been times where we didn't want to do what Jesus says, and we have to admit, I was wrong. And that's what's going to make Peter a good apostle later. These are all aspects of building our character in a right relationship with the Lord. Notice also in this text that there is an obstacle that is always going to be in the way, and that needs to be removed. Jesus says, "Fear not. From henceforth thou shalt catch men." There's going to be a new job for Peter and these men, and that is they need to go out and evangelize. And instead of physically fishing, they're going to be spiritually fishing, as it were, for men and catching men and women for Christ. But you've got to get fear out of the way. That's why people don't launch out into the deep. Fear. I'm scared. We're going to talk in just a moment about some areas in which Jesus is calling us to launch out into the deep. And when people don't do that, it's often because of fear. And we've got to remove that obstacle or any other obstacle that is in our way and do it. Remove the excuses, remove the obstacles, and launch out into the deep. We have to learn to trust, and we have to learn to have faith, and we have to learn to obey. And that great reward will come, but we've got to remove this obstacle of fear. Jesus is never going to call you. He's never going to challenge you to do anything that is detrimental to your health in any way. There's no need to fear what Jesus is calling you to do. Now, your fellow humans, sometimes they will call upon you to do things that aren't for your good, but Jesus is not like that. And there's no need to fear what He's wanting us to launch out and do. And as we grow in our character, there's going to be a change in our life, and there's going to be a change where it's less about us and more about Jesus. And so as Peter and these individuals move through their life, it's going to be less about physically fishing and more about being a disciple and an apostle for Jesus. And there's going to be a change in their life. They're going to begin to catch men. And so the metaphor or the figure of fishing, Jesus is using now for evangelism. And that could be a separate lesson in itself where you compare the various aspects of fishing to evangelism. Going to the place and the bait that you use and the patience that you observe and all that type of thing. That's the subject of another lesson. But a change is going to take place in their life. And then last of all, they make a commitment to leave these things and follow Him, like Matthew did at the place of toll and others who followed Jesus. We've got to make a commitment and move into that area of completely doing what Jesus wants us to do. So launch out into the deep. Jesus has challenges for us. And those challenges may be a challenge to our faith. It may not be something that we believe in, but we need to do it. It may be something that is contrary to our human wisdom. Let me ask you this. Who was the experienced fisherman? Peter or Jesus? Who was the experienced fisherman? Jesus was the son of what? He was the son of a fisherman? No. He was the son of a what? Carpenter. Jesus knew carpentry. He didn't know fishing. And He's telling this man who had spent, I'm sure, a good part of his life fishing, He's telling him where to go to find fish. So when Jesus said, launch out into the deep, an experienced fisherman immediately would be thinking, oh, wait a minute. First of all, Jesus, you've got the time of day wrong. What did the text say? What did Peter say to Jesus? We toiled what? All night. He knows when to fish. He knows where to fish. He knows how to fish. He knows when to fish. And here's Jesus telling Peter, now if you just go out there, you're going to find, the first thought is going to be, this is running contrary to human wisdom and thinking. Can you imagine, Phil, if I showed up at your work tomorrow and then I just start telling you how to do physical therapy. And on Tuesday I show up at Don's office. Now here's what you need to do to fix this guy's eyes. Here's what you need to do. What's your first thought going to be? Well, you're a preacher, but you're not really a physical therapist. You're a preacher, but you're not an optometrist, and you'd be right. My point is this, that Jesus is not a fisherman. Now, he's the divine Son of God, and he's going to miraculously produce this fish, but my point is simply, when we read in our New Testament things, a lot of times they're going to be a challenge to our faith. They're going to be contrary to what we think or feel or our human wisdom. And it might be also, in a related way, contrary to our experience. Peter had a lot of experience. He probably knew every square inch of that lake. Along with his fellow fishermen. You don't have to tell Peter where to go to find fish. And yet he's being told something that is most likely contrary to all of these things. First of all, Jesus is a carpenter, not a fisherman. Secondly, Jesus is telling them to do something in the daytime that would probably be better done at night. Thirdly, and those who know the Sea of Galilee, and Gennesaret is the term that is used in the text, back in verse 1, the plain that sits on the northwest corner of the Sea of Galilee was the Gennesaret Plain, and so the sea was also called that, Sea of Tiberias, Gennesaret, Galilee, and so forth. They knew where to fish. And often it is done at night, and listen, often it is not done in the deep part. That's not where you go. All of this is running contrary to what Peter is thinking, and he has to learn to say, but at thy word I will let down thy nets. The challenges of Jesus are contrary to us in many ways, but we need to do them. Sometimes somebody might say, no, I'm not going to do that because I'm too scared or fearful. Jesus is asking me to do something, but I'm too scared or I'm too fearful. I've got to get over that. No, I'm not going to launch out into the deep. And this is especially true of those of us who are older. We'll admit that this is probably a challenge for us. I've gotten comfortable and satisfied in my life. I've developed a personality. I've developed a habit. I don't want to break from that. I'm like that in many regards. I get up in the morning, we like to go through our routine. We don't really like to alter that a whole lot when we've gotten older. Okay? When we're young, it's typically I'm scared and fearful. When we're old, it's I'm comfortable and satisfied. Or I could say, no, I'm not going to launch out into the deep because I'm just flat rebellious and self-willed. It could be that. Jesus, you're not going to tell me what to do. I mean, it could be that. We've got to learn to listen to Jesus. Or, no, I'm too busy and preoccupied with work and school and friends and this and that, hobbies and whatever. So let's look this morning at some challenges that Jesus gives us. To Peter, it was launch out into the deep. That would have run contrary to his thinking in different ways regarding fishing. But when he did it, there was a great reward, and he realizes, I'm a sinful man. I did not have that kind of trust and faith that I should have. Jesus is not telling you to launch out into the deep with regard to physical fishing. He is telling us these other things. Let's look at a few of them. First of all, launch out into the deep by becoming a Christian. You know, it's easy to stay up on the comfortable shore of the world, But to step out and confess our faith in Christ and be baptized into Christ, that's going to set me apart from all my comfortable friends and the comfortable lifestyle. I've been in this sin for a long time. I've gotten comfortable with it. The majority of people around me are like that. You're asking me to go out and be a different kind of person, starting with obeying the gospel and then living right each and every day. That is a challenge that I don't want to take on because it's too much for me right now. And so the devil says, stay up on the comfortable shore of sin. And so Herod says, almost persuadest thou me to be a Christian. You almost got me there. But I don't want to launch out into the deep. I don't want to go out there and be a completely different person that you're calling me to be. But we need to do that. Because there is where there is forgiveness of sins. There is where we are baptized into Christ and we have that fellowship with Him thereafter. And that great reward and that hope of heaven. Don't be the person who wants to stay in the comfort zone of sin. Step out and become a Christian. We need to launch out into the deep by growing in our maturity. It's easy to become a Christian and to be baptized into Christ and to stay a spiritual babe. Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 1 and following, how he had to speak to some of them as spiritual babes. They weren't growing. They weren't learning the Word of God. We'll talk about that more later. They weren't applying it in their life. They weren't becoming more mature and more active and more sound. But they were spiritually children. Launch out into the deep by growing and getting past the personality or the attitude or the action or whatever it is. And as the Hebrew writer says, press on toward maturity. Press on toward maturity. It's easy to stay in the comfort zone of just being sort of a new Christian and falling back on, well, I don't really know my Bible. That's why I can't be a Bible class teacher. And we just fall back on those comfortable things. We need to get past that. I really don't want to serve. I really don't want to be called upon to do this or that. And here I am, I've been baptized 30, 40 years, but I'm talking like I was baptized last week. Let us launch out into the deep by accepting this challenge. We're not allowed by Christ, we're not allowed to stay spiritual babes in Christ. We're supposed to grow and mature. Let's accept that challenge. Launch out into the deep by returning to the Lord if we have become unfaithful. This happens a lot. Remember, the church falls away. And then they just get comfortable in that. You go visit them, and they're good. I'm good. Haven't been to church services for years. I'm good. They get comfortable. They get lax. They're okay with it. I'm okay with it. And they don't want to come back to the Lord. They don't want to get back in to being here every week. They don't want to. That's just too much for me. I've gotten comfortable in my home on the weekend, watching my TV or whatever they want to do. Don't stir me from my comfort zone. And yet they don't realize that they're in a position. There are many passages that talk about this. Galatians 5, you've fallen from grace. 2 Peter 2, it's like going back wallowing in the mire. There's a number of places that talk about the dreadful state of a Christian who has fallen away. But that doesn't move them. They've just gotten comfortable. Here's one. Launch out into the deep and come back to the Lord. That's where you need to be. But the devil gets us so comfortable, in falling back into that worldliness, that that's where we want to stay. Do you know of anybody like that? They've gotten comfortable. And they're comfortable all the way to hell. You know that broad road that leads to destruction? Matthew 7. Do you know what's on that road? Comfort. It's just a road of comfort. It's wide. It's called broad. It's just anybody can be there. You can live any way you want. That's the comfortable way. Launch out into the deep by coming back. And the Hebrew writer talks about that it can get so bad, Hebrews 6 and verse 6, that there are some brethren, he says, it's impossible to renew them again unto repentance. That's how comfortable they've gotten. Accept the challenge to come back to the Lord. Launch out into the deep by evangelizing the lost. Now here's one. Here's one for all of us that is a reminder to get out of our comfort zone. Are we willing to talk to that person at Walmart or Kroger or the gas station or at work or at school? Somebody talked to us and brought us to the gospel. Will we not get out of our comfort zone and talk to somebody else? That is a challenge. It's easy to be a Christian around other Christians. It's easy to talk about the Lord while we're around other Christians. But let's talk about the Lord to someone who's lost. And like the New Testament church, they went everywhere spreading the word. Let's use social media to talk with people about the Lord. Let's use that to invite them to services. Let's evangelize the lost. But what it's going to involve is us getting off the shore and launching out into the deep. Because out there in the deep of personal evangelism is, I have to be able to talk with someone, which means I'm going to have to know my Bible. I'm going to have to know how to respond to something that they say if they bring up some argument. I'm going to have to get over fear of rejection. They may say no to me. There's a number of things out there in the deep that are challenging, but I got to get out there because the Lord wants me there. Let's get off the shore and launch out into the deep. Men, you can launch out into the deep by serving as an elder or a deacon or a gospel preacher. Is that on your radar? Do you already have that as a plan in your life? There are some godly men here that are already serving in those capacities. I'm talking about the young ones growing up. Is that already on your radar? Is that something that you're thinking about? And wives, talking with your husbands about those great works? Well, I don't know about that. Being an elder, if it's done right, and being a deacon and being a gospel preacher, if it's done right, anybody can do it in the wrong way. But if it's done right, that, if I read the scripture right, that means that that's going to involve some personal sacrifice and some work. And I'm going to be putting myself in a position where there might be more confrontation, or there might be more work, or there might be a number of things that are more challenging. But the Lord wants me to be that way. And the Holy Spirit has told me those qualifications in 1 Timothy 3 and other places. And that's what the Lord's church needs. When Paul told Titus to appoint elders in every city, he said to appoint them because it's lacking. It's lacking. When we're a congregation that doesn't have those things, it's a congregation that is lacking. And it's because men are not willing to launch out into the deep and live in such a way to qualify yourselves to be that kind of a person. I know just as many congregations that don't have elders and deacons as do. And it's not for lack of men, it's lack of men wanting to launch out into the deep. So let us step up and do that. And let us make sure that that is something that we want to do and to be. The Lord's church needs that today and tomorrow. Launch out by teaching a Bible class. The Lord's church always needs more Bible class teachers. Are you one of them? Am I one of them? There was a time, the Hebrew writer says in Hebrews 5 and verse 12, there's a time where you ought to be teachers. But some of them did not want to challenge themselves to launch out into the deep. And I want to teach a Bible class. Because that's going to require me to learn my material. And I'm going to have to read my Bible and learn and grow and study. I don't want to do that. That's too much work. So I'm going to hang back here. And my entire life I'm going to be a student. I'm never going to be a teacher. Now, there may be some situations where a person cannot or should not teach. There may be something like that in the local church, but the vast majority of situations is, I'm just not planning that. I'm not striving for that. I don't want to be that when we should. Just like the Lord's church needs elders and deacons and gospel preachers, it needs Bible class teachers. Acts 13:1, that was one of the main components of the church at Antioch, were the teachers there. Teachers. Teaching others is God's plan. And Jesus is calling us to be that way. And it is true, James 3:1, let not many be teachers. It is true that we need to be careful who becomes a teacher. But that doesn't mean that we just don't ever strive to be that. That the bar is so high that we don't ever strive to be that. James 3 is talking about guarding your tongue and things like that. And we can do that and we can be a teacher. But it's a challenge, just like all of these are challenges. And Jesus is asking us to get up off the shore and go out into the deep and do something that He wants us to be doing. Along that same lines, launch out into the deep by engaging in deep Bible study. Hebrews chapter 6 talks about moving past the rudiments or the first principles of the Word of God. And he lists some things there that are first principles. There are brethren that have been brethren 10, 20, 30, 40 years. And they know very little in the Word of God. And I'm glad that here at Warfield that we stress daily Bible reading and biblical sermons and biblical Bible classes to better know our Bible. But there are brethren that just don't know their Bible. And they won't challenge themselves to launch out into the deep and learn more. And one of the ways that we often learn more is to volunteer to teach a class. That is a quick way to learn more about the Word of God. If you teach a class, you will probably know more about that material than the class will before it's over with. But launch out into the deep to get past just basic Bible stories or basic Bible information. We're going to delve deeper into word studies, into context studies, into background studies. I'm going to really know my Bible. I'm going to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what Jesus wants for us. Growth and maturity in these areas. A couple more and the lesson will be yours. Launch out into the deep by marrying and having children. You think, wow, what's that doing up there? Well, it's one of the several challenges in the New Testament. It's held in high esteem by Paul and others. Marriage is honorable, Hebrews 13, verse 4. You wouldn't know that by looking at American society or even Western society. Marriage is on the decline. Having children is on the decline. We don't want to get married anymore. We don't want to have children anymore. In Western American culture, I'm told that marriage is below 50% in this nation now. Again, like I said earlier, there may be some situations where I cannot or should not get married. There may be some situations like that, even scriptural situations that we won't go into. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just in general, where I can and should do that, many people are choosing not to. You know why? Because it's launching out into the deep. There's too much going on out there. There's all kinds of service. There's all kinds of sacrifice. You got to show love. You got to show patience. You got to forgive from time to time. There's just way too much going on out there. And I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to have children because we know that's a handful. What about Psalm 127, where children are a heritage from the Lord? And happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. Oh. The biblical picture of marriage from the beginning, it is not good that man should be alone, from the very beginning all the way through is a great relationship. And yes, it is launching out into the deep. Absolutely. But like all these other things, there is a great reward there. And so, I add that onto the lesson. Always keep in mind, not what's going on in culture, but what God wants for us. And some of these are challenges. And yes, the single life and having no children. Yes, these things, not engaging in deep Bible study. Yes, that's the up on the shore where it's comfortable and safe. I understand that. But that's the whole point of Jesus and Peter. We're already up here on the shore. I've been doing some teaching. I want you to launch out into the deep and you're going to catch a lot of fish. I want you to do something that is different than what we're doing now. I want you to go to another place than where we are now. And that's the lesson this morning. Not to stay in these areas of comfort, but accept the challenges of Jesus. Launch out into the deep by being willing to be different than so many people in the world today by actually reproving sin and error. Today it's don't tell anybody they're wrong. Don't point out any sin or error. Jesus says to reprove those unfruitful works of darkness. Reprove them. Ephesians 5:11. And it's going with that co-worker and family and friend and fellow member of the church and even stranger or whoever it is, that's going to require us to get out there and do something that a lot of people aren't doing. Everybody's up here on the comfortable shore of acceptance and condoning and all of that. We've got to launch out into the deep. It may require us being out there by ourselves, although at least in this group this morning, you'll be out there with some others who are willing to follow God's word. But I've got to go out there. It may involve me being ostracized. It may involve some sort of persecution. They may say something negative about me. But we've got to get out there and do what the Lord tells us to do in that particular matter. Launch out. And there'll be a great reward. In fact, the proverb talks about if you get the right person, you don't rebuke a scoffer. But the proverb says that you rebuke someone who has some wisdom, they will appreciate you for that. And they'll change their way, they'll come to the Lord, and there'll be that great reward. Well, the lesson is yours. Launch out into the deep. Are you willing to do that this morning? Am I willing to do that in these areas that we've talked about? I've listed a few. Maybe you can think of some other challenges that Jesus gives us from Matthew to Revelation. I'm sure you can think of some other ones. Whatever they are, let's be willing to do those things. Let's not stay up on the comfortable shore, but launch out into the deep, and there will be that great
reward. That might be you becoming a Christian this morning, as we talked about, or you returning to the Lord in some way, as we talked about. But even in these other areas, let's be willing to accept any challenge of Jesus, knowing that there will be that great reward that will take place. If we can help you to accept that challenge this morning, why won't you come as we stand and sing?